From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, among the worst U.S. government nightmare scenarios for 2004, if assassins do kill Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, what happens to the war on terrorism and Pakistani nukes? But first, a meeting of South Asian nations begins this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan, and it may lead to private talks between President Musharraf and his Indian counterpart, Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The two nuclear-armed nations have been close to war over the future of one of the most dangerous areas in the world, the divided region of Kashmir, sandwiched between India and Pakistan and claimed by both. A private meeting of the leaders at the conference could lead to better relations between the two states, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Just 2 years ago, India and Pakistan were, once again, dangerously close to war. Shortly after a group of Muslim militants attacked the Indian Parliament building, a million soldiers from the two countries massed along the border. The tension was only eased when Pakistan took unilateral steps to withdraw some of its troops. Since the partition that created two independent states in 1947, India and Pakistan have fought three wars. Two of those conflicts, and the existing tension between the two states, are tied to the disputed territory of Kashmir. But a series of recent confidence-building measures, largely on the initiative of Pakistani President Musharraf, has suggested that the two sides may be edging closer to resolving the dispute. India's Foreign Minister Yashwant Sinha, in Islamabad for this weekend's South Asia summit, acknowledged those efforts.
Both countries have taken a number of steps in recent months to bring the relationship back to normalcy, and that process is continuing.
Pakistani leader Musharraf declared a unilateral ceasefire in Kashmir last November. Since then, there haven't been any serious skirmishes between Indian and Pakistani troops. It's not clear whether Musharraf and Vajpayee will meet privately at the South Asia summit, but analysts in the region say the very fact that the Indian Prime Minister will be in Islamabad is a good sign. Guy Raz, NPR News.